Thank you, Susan, for inviting me to speak and for bringing us all together. For the first time in 18 years since our daughter was diagnosed with leukemia, I feel there may be some hope. Thank you. Not only for my community, but for Americans everywhere who are poisoned for profit. Margaret Mead once said, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world." Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. With all of us here today, I believe this is our moment. I'm here because our Sarah, now 22, was part of a childhood cancer cluster in my South Alabama community, a cluster that was dismissed by Alabama public health officials. As a result, I have spent a third of my life dedicated to doing what the EPA and public health agencies should have done but was not willing to do. I am here also as a voice for the people of America's Gulf Coast who suffered, continued to struggle, and have died prematurely as a result of their exposure to toxic oil and toxic chemical dispersants used during BP's Deepwater Horizon oil spill. I'm here because an entire region, including my hometown, was a sacrifice zone during that 2010 disaster. And I hold the EPA accountable. Our EPA is responsible for deciding what products can be safely used in U.S. waters during oil spills. Yet, in 2010, EPA allowed the experimental use of nearly 2 million gallons of dispersants in coastal waters, at the sea surface and in the deep sea at the ruptured wellhead. Day after day, for nearly 3 months, the EPA and the U.S. Coast Guard allowed BP to carpet bomb our Gulf of Mexico and its coastline with toxic chemical dispersants. Corexit dispersants contain human health hazards that irritate the respiratory tract, eyes, skin, affect the central nervous system, damage the blood cells, kidney, and liver, especially with prolonged or repeated exposure. Worse, tiny droplets of oil and dispersant traveled at least 80 miles inland. These droplets penetrated more deeply into the lungs of humans and marine mammals than naturally dispersed oil. Immediately after exposure, people suffered persistent coughs, cold and flu-like symptoms, respiratory problems, headaches, rashes, and boils. This BP syndrome was dismissed by OSHA, CDC, NIEHS, the Coast Guard, and EPA as cold and flu or heat exhaustion. Despite scientific studies that proved otherwise, as well as health warnings on the Corexit labels, BP and the EPA maintain that the chemical dispersants were low toxicity, quote unquote, and BP likened the chemicals in Corexit to Dawn dishwashing liquid. Worse yet, BP gave millions of dollars to coastal communities in hopes of promoting tourism, and they also rolled out very slick ads saying everything was all right. A few people warned us about dispersants. Ricky Ott, an Exxon Valdez oil spill survivor, came from Alaska to tell us about the Valdez crud. She told us about former workers with disabilities and premature deaths due to rare diseases and cancers. EPA whistleblower Hugh Kaufman told Democracy Now! As far back as 2010 that dispersants were causing dolphins and people to bleed internally. He called dispersants an economic protector of BP, not an environmental protector of the public. The latency period for most cancers is 8 to 12 years, but by 2017, my home county was already seeing spikes in some of the rarest cancers in the world. Today, from Louisiana to Florida, childhood cancer rates in several coastal counties and parishes exceed state and national averages. Over the last 5 years, through my work at a law firm, I've met hundreds of people whose health deteriorated after exposure to oil and chemical dispersants. I have read thousands of pages of discovery and FOIA documents. Everything points to a coordinated human health cover-up by the EPA and other federal agencies, so well orchestrated that many still have not connected the dots between their illness and exposure. Some victims include Captain Bill, whose skin erupted with large lesions after working on a supply boat before he died from stage 4 colon cancer, leaving behind a wife and 3 young children. Doug, who toiled often up to his neck in the oily coastal marshes. He and his friend Cindy, a beach restaurant worker, were both diagnosed within months of each other with terminal pancreatic cancer. Cherie lost her husband Frank, an oil spill worker, to acute myeloid leukemia, a rare cancer associated with exposure to oil chemicals. India, age 12, must relearn how to walk and talk after brain cancer surgery. She was in her mother's stomach in utero when her mother was scooping tar balls off the beach. To this day, every single member of her family breaks out in rashes and boils that are common to cleanup workers. And Jennifer, who lived and worked aboard a large barge doing oil spill cleanup work before dying in her early 30s from leukemia, leaving behind 2 young boys and infant twin girls. The Government Accountability Project wrote reports capturing testimony of multiple individuals. They serve as documentation of the progression of acute oil spill symptoms into chronic illness, diseases, and various cancers. The latest science and epidemiological studies confirmed GAP's testimonies. They found molecular and cellular damage associated with brain and neurological damage, respiratory diseases, blood disorders and cancers, heart damage, and more from oil spill exposures. Consistently, studies found chemically dispersed oil caused more harm than oil alone. Today, the Gulf is continually contaminated by oil and dispersants that sunk to the seafloor, were buried along the beaches, or continue to wash up on our shorelines. Corexit-laden waste, deemed non-toxic by a loophole in the law and BP's own contractors, was dumped in 9 city landfills along the Gulf Coast, now threatening our groundwater. And yet, we remain vulnerable to repeat performance. Despite the long-term harm from the BP oil spill response, Corexit dispersants remain the go-to oil spill remediation plan, pre-approved for use in future oil spills. And they'll remain so until Congress acts. That is because deadly dispersants are incentivized in the Clean Water Act and allowed by our EPA.
That's right.
But now there's pushback, and we need your help. EPA is currently under a court order to issue final rules on dispersant use by next May. The EPA has not responded to a petition from Ricky Ott's Alert Project and Gulf Coast Allies to supplement its proposed rule with the latest science that shows chemically dispersed oil is more harmful to people than wildlife alone. Harmful to people and wildlife than oil alone. Nor has EPA responded to an oversight letter from U.S. Senator Markey and Reps Berrigan and Khanna probing why EPA has not used the latest science. That's why we're asking everyone to write their congressional members and insist that EPA bans dispersant use offshore and in the deep sea, change the Clean Water Act to disincentivize dispersants and create special oil spill standards and long-term health monitoring for people with symptoms of chemical exposures, and establish a nationwide network of regional citizens advisory councils, bringing the local governments back into local people and citizens and tribal councils back into the decision-making because it affects us the most. We're also launching a campaign starting today to ban dispersant use in state waters immediately. We're asking people in coastal states to write their state governor and update their oil spill contingency plans to ban the use of toxic dispersants in state waters and require that dispersants only be used on a case-by-case basis in adjacent federal waters with citizen-informed state and tribal consensus, like was accomplished by the Macaw Tribe in Northwest Washington State. The tribe controls decisions on dispersant use from the shoreline to 200 miles offshore, and that's how it should be. State action is necessary until the laws are changed to ban dispersants outright. You can go to the SAFE website to act, and we really appreciate what you're doing here. We're glad you're here, and thank you so much. We just can't dismiss the suffering of thousands of oil spill responders, U.S. Coast Guard, Gulf Coast residents and tourists. Join us to force the EPA, Congress, and our state leaders to properly protect people and wildlife from these toxic chemical dispersants. Thank you.